Scientists have long used sound to better understand nature. NPR's Nate Rott reports on a new tool to help them find sounds in one of nature's more noisy environments, rivers.
Say you're in your backyard or out for a walk and you hear a bird.
Usually you can see it.
Katie Turlington is a PhD candidate at the Australian Rivers Institute at Griffith University.
Or even if you can't, you can whip your phone out and take a recording, upload it online, and ID it.
Terrestrial animal sounds are all around us. They're familiar.
But we obviously don't have that underwater, right? We don't hang out with our heads underwater. So all of these sounds are very foreign to us.
And that's especially true for rivers, where Turlington says even if you did put your head underwater or dropped in a waterproof microphone, with all of the water flowing, there's so much background noise that it's hard to pick out anything else, which is where Turlington's new tool, a computer program, comes in.
So this tool, it detects that background level. Then anything over that background level, it pulls out.
And groups together with similar sound. So instead of this cacophony, you get this. The isolated sounds of river bugs. Or fish grunts. Wait, fish grunt?
Very bizarre.
Is it just like working hard, just trying to stay in the current or something?
Yeah.
Huh.
To be clear, Turlington says only a small percentage of fish make sound, but this new tool can find those sounds within hours instead of the days it would take to manually go through a 24-hour recording and listen. Turlington says she hopes it can help scientists get a baseline of a river's sound.
And then once we know what normal is, if we hear any changes, we can go, ah, something's happening. So maybe we lose a species sound and we go, oh, let's go and check, something's happened.
Or they hear a new one and can go see if it's an invasive species. Either way, she hopes her new acoustic model will help sound become a management tool for people monitoring river health and to help all of us terrestrial beings better understand what's happening under the water. Nate Rott, NPR News.